All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're tackling those tricky situations life throws at us.
Oh,
Everyone's
yeah.
got them.
Absolutely.
But we're going to look at this awesome 4-H guide for navigating problems, big or small.
It's not just for teens.
Nope, not at all.
This is for anyone really facing a tough decision.
Exactly. And this guide, it gives us a framework to really think things through instead of just reacting, you know?
It's really about taking that step back before you jump into action.
So true. And this 4-H guide, it calls that for the ready phase, like ready, get into position. What do you make of that?
It's all about preparation.
Okay.
You know, before you even think about solving anything, you have to understand what you're dealing with.
Define the problem.
Exactly. And it's got to be specific.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're just saying, I'm stressed, well, that could be a million different things. You got to dig deeper.
It's true. Just saying, I'm overwhelmed with school doesn't really tell you where to start.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to pinpoint what's really bugging you.
Is it one giant test or is it like 5 different assignments all due on the same day?
Right. And once you've nailed down the problem, the guide says you got to look at your own priorities.
Oh, that's so important.
It is. Because your values, your goals, they're going to guide you to the right solution for you.
Yeah, like if my top priority is spending time with family,
right,
then maybe taking on that huge new project at work isn't the best move.
Exactly. So think back to a recent problem you faced.
Right.
How did your priorities shape the way you tackled it?
I like that. Now, once we've got the problem defined and we've checked in with our priorities, what's next?
Then it's time to set. Get prepared.
Yeah.
This is where you gather all the info you can.
Become an investigator.
Yeah, exactly. Go beyond just your initial thoughts.
Right.
Talk to different people, get their perspectives.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one time. I was convinced I deserved a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I had all these reasons why I thought I should get it. But then I talked to a coworker who had been passed over for a similar promotion before. And wow, hearing her side of things changed everything.
It's easy to get stuck in our own heads.
Oh, for sure.
Talking to others, especially those with different viewpoints, can really open your eyes.
Absolutely. So we've defined the problem. We've considered our priorities. We've gathered all this information now.
Now comes the fun part. We evaluate all those possible solutions.
Okay, lay it on me.
The guide calls it weighing the possibilities.
I like it.
So you list out all your options, and then you look at the pros and cons.
Makes sense.
But here's the key. You got to think about the long-term consequences, too.
Not just like the instant gratification?
Exactly. Like if you're thinking about moving to a new city.
Okay.
Yeah. It's exciting to think about a fresh start.
Yeah.
But you also got to consider finding a new job, making new friends, being far from family.
Right. The whole picture.
Exactly. And that leads us to the final phase.
Go.
Take action.
This is where all your prep work pays off.
It's go time. You got to be decisive and act on the solution you've chosen.
I used to hesitate so much.
Oh, yeah.
Afraid of making the wrong choice.
But sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith.
So true. So we've gone through all the phases, ready, set, go.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a plan now. But what happens when things don't go exactly as planned?
Well, that's where reflection comes in.
Okay.
The guide emphasizes that problem solving isn't a one and done deal.
It's a process.
Exactly. You got to be willing to adjust course if things aren't working.
You know, I used to get so discouraged when things didn't work out the way I expected.
Yeah.
But I've realized those setbacks, they're actually valuable learning experiences.
They are. You can learn so much from those bumps in the road.
And that brings us to our listeners.
Yes.
We've laid out this awesome framework from the 4-H guide.
The ready, set, go approach.
So think about a problem you're facing right now, big or small.
It could be anything, a personal dilemma, a tough decision at work, a conflict with a friend.
How could you use this ready, set, go approach to tackle it?
Take some time to really define the problem, consider your priorities, and then explore those possible solutions.
And remember, critical thinking and problem solving, these are skills you can build on over time.
It's a journey.
So don't be afraid to experiment and see what works for you.
You got this.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep those brains working.
Absolutely.
See ya.
Bye-ya.